Oh, and another cool morning across the Highlands. Welcome to Q&A and the guru himself, Steve Taylor.
Morning, Mick.
Well, Steve, I've got something a little different this morning for you. What do you think of the Central Highlands Regional Council starting to sell houses and vacant land to recoup unpaid rates?
Well, Mick, it had to happen sooner rather than later, mate, and this is just the beginning.
So, Steve, what happened last week?
Well, the first round of notices included 16 properties. However, by the day of the auction, all bar six ratepayers, they'd paid their arrears.
All right. So did the six properties sell at the auction last Thursday?
Five of them did. The only one to get no bids was a vacant property on Victoria Street in Juringa.
Oh. Well, what was the highest bid?
Well, hold your hat, Mick. The highest bid was $12,000 for a Ruby Vale property that included a dwelling.
Oh. Steve, $12,000 was the highest. I hate to ask this. What was the lowest?
The lowest was $1,000 for a property at Juringa that also included a dwelling.
Oh, Steve, they didn't actually sell at those prices, did they?
No, Mick, they were below reserve. But sales of five of them were negotiated.
And tell me, will there be more auctions like this?
Yes, Mick, but a total of 37 notices of intention to sell. That'll be sent out in round two.
Okay. Steve, if someone wanted to pick up a bargain at future auctions, they would have to sign an unconditional contract, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes, Mick, yeah.
Well, what do they do if they're not sure they'll get finance?
Well, you approach your bank and get pre-approval.
Oh, okay, mate. Guru, explain to our listeners what pre-approval is.
Okay. Let's say you intended bidding up to $250,000. You visit your bank, you do a loan application, and if successful, the bank will give you a loan approval before you buy a property. And you can then go along and bid and negotiate with confidence.
Oh, yeah, that's good in one way, mate, but makes it hard with banks wanting 30% deposit on homes in the Central Highlands, though.
But that's true, Mick. But mate, I can help people with only 10% deposit. Plus, of course, they need funds for the stamp duty and legals, etc.
Hey, will you really? Let me get this straight. If someone wanted to buy a home in the Central Highlands with only 10% deposit, you could help them.
Yes, certainly, Mick, as long as they had the normal requirements of a good credit history and employment.
So what does it cost someone to see you?
Mick, nothing, Mick. No cost, no obligation.
And no wonder they call you the guru. I wasn't aware of the local finance available 10% deposit. But enough of that. How did the Emerald Show go?
Oh, great, Mick. I was able to catch up with many of my clients, and there's definitely more confidence in the future of the Central Highlands now than last year.
Oh, that's great news. What were most people interested in?
Well, we still had strong inquiry for traditional residential property investment in Brisbane, but also a lot of people wanting us to help them set up a self-managed super fund and buy start an investment portfolio through this self-managed super fund.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, I think that's a really good idea.
Thanks, Mick. I agree with you, mate.
I thought you might. Okay, if you want to contact Steve's office about that 10% deposit to buy a property across the Central Highlands, you can Google Steve Taylor. You go to the Contact Us button and hit that. All the information will drop down. And if you want to ring the office, 4987-7567, the lovely Estelle will take your call. Well, that's Q&A for another week then.
Thanks, Mick.
No worries.